itself in the projector is being changed, I would like to say a few words about the picture you have just seen and the one you are about to see. If you can, try to think of my words as those typical of a great many of our young American Jews. I can't say that my sentiments are typical, but I do believe that they would be more or less the reactions of a great many of my young friends. As one of the millions who served in the armed forces of the United States, I have seen and participated in parades. I have seen battalions massed into one formation of 30 or 40 across and over 100 deep. I have seen not one, but many such formations, one following the other. I have seen the equipment column of armored weapons of aircraft fly over the greatest armed force on earth and have been a part of it. When I first saw it, I was left feeling that what I had seen army, woefully under-equipped. I was amused at the sight of the and armored vehicles. I was anything but amused at the men, those proud, strong, patriotic men marching through the streets of Jerusalem. After the picture was over, and I reflected for a moment or two, I was no longer amused. I was ashamed at my first reaction at comparing that army with the United States Army. I was proud to be a small part of that army's achievements in its short life and the respect it commands from its neighbors and of the world. It may sound strange that I should feel as if I am part of an army I have never seen, whose uniform I have never worn, and whose land I have never walked upon. But regardless of how American or how Russian or how Polish we are, there is something that makes us want to be identified with our own. Realize that this small army is the fulfillment of a 2,000-year-old dream. Regardless of its size, it is determined to keep that dream alive and not let it return to a nightmare of wandering and subjugation. The army is but a symbol of the many cultural, educational, industrial, agricultural, and religious achievements available to a free people. It is also a symbol of a much larger, and in certain respects more powerful, army. That army is you and the rest of the Jewish people in the free world, a large, one that fights with God. We